For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was a wild night in D.C. last night. Boston Celtics with another romp over the Washington Wizards. 122-102 was the final score, despite a big first quarter there from Jordan Poole, which saw not one, but two instances where they had to stop the game and mop up a bunch of beer. Now, it sounds like these were two different things that happened here, despite calls to call off the group, or to cut off the group, I should say, that was sitting there courtside, which, again, I don't know these things because I don't sit courtside. You have to ask Hillman, but do you have a place to put your drink when you're sitting there? Is there like a courtside cup holder? Do you just have to put it under your chair? Or
yeah,
what
I think
exactly?
It's just the floor.
Right? I mean, you just got to put it on the floor. So, like, if you have a beer.
That or you just hold on to it the entire time.
Or drink
time.
It. Yeah.
I mean, I guess you
and drink it
the entire time. Do they give you like a lid for your beer if you're that close? Because if you spill it up in the seats where I'm sitting, then you just spill them in the sea. It just happens, you know, big deal. But if you spill it on the floor, they got to stop the game and then they got to take a TV timeout and, you know, throws off all the sponsors and all that stuff. So it seems like that's a little bit more pressing. Anyway, I didn't realize this was a thing that happened that often. It happened twice in the game last night. And despite all that, the Celtics were able to recover and smoke the Washington Wizards and go up 2-0. They have a game against Detroit tomorrow night, and then they finally have a game against the real team in the Milwaukee Bucks. But I don't really know if there's much difference here between the Knicks and the Wizards, the Bucks and the Pistons. You know what I mean, Andy? Like, I'm not sure that any of these teams really are on par with the Celtics when they're hitting their shots. I think the Celtics can make any team look like the Wizards or the Pistons or whatever. I think that that's just the type of season we're looking at right now.
Absolutely, and it's early, and we're getting ahead of ourselves, and we're feeling good, and they're winning, and they're taking care of business, and everything's rolling along. But I mean, I actually think the quote unquote challenging games, the marquee games, are the ones where they really come to play. And then it's the games like this where you might get a competitive first half, first quarter. Oh, okay, these guys got a little more fight and more. Jordan Poole's going to hit a few more shots than we expected him to hit, and we're going to have to take this a little bit more seriously because they are just that good. There's just, and it was funny because I watched some of the highlight packages, and I don't know if you've ever noticed those ones that are put out. I think the NBA puts them out. They're like on YouTube, and they kind of give you a lot. It's like a 10 or a 12-minute highlight package. And they were bouncing
they
back.
They pretty much document every single bucket that wasn't.
Yeah, pretty much. And they were bouncing back between the Celtics broadcast and the Wizards broadcast. And the Wizards guy, and I don't know who the color commentator was. I didn't look it up. But he's like, they were kind of swinging the basketball and eventually getting it to the corner. And he's like, oh, and that's what happens. He's white. And he hits it. It was almost like, I saw that coming. This is what they do to you. They're going to make the extra pass, and then Derek White's going to hit a corner three, and we're not good enough to keep up with that kind of thing. The sort of dejected reservation in his voice of, this is just who, like, we're just fodder for a better basketball team right
yeah,
now.
And that
was actually Chris Miller in the play-by-play, and former player Drew Gooden.
Drew Gooden, who had that weird Hare Krishna braid. You remember that? Remember in the later years of his career, he had that weird braid that went down. It was like this weird patch. It was like the Hare Krishna patch, and then like a braid that kind of came down the bottom too. It was very unusual. Drew Gooden, but he was a good player. I like Gooden. I don't know what he's like as a color commentator. I saw people say, and Nick Wright and other people, they got to change the rules. I don't like this. They're shooting too many threes. They're ruining the game. You don't like ball movement like that? Like, I know the sequence that you're talking about. That was good, but the ball didn't touch the ground. In the 80s, when the Celtics did that, people said it was the peak of playing basketball. This is how basketball is supposed to be played. When the Warriors were doing that same sort of thing, movement and, you know, the screens and all that, to free guys up along the outside, making the extra pass, extending their possessions and stuff, people talked about it like it was the greatest thing ever. And now I feel like the Celtics are doing it, and everyone's like, you know what? The NBA really sucks right now.
Talk about ball movement?
You know,
you're talking about the movement of the ball.
That's exactly right, Glenn. That's what I'm talking about. And there was a lot of good ball movement, I thought, in that game last night and in the Knicks game, too. I love that type of basketball. I don't understand what people are bitching about.
So what does Nick Wright want to do? Like, you have a limit on the number of threes you can take or something?
Hold on. I'll find the exact thing. He thinks that the Celtics are ruining basketball, and he wants to change the rules. He says, let's see here. That the rules need to be changed. They're ruining the NBA. I don't know exactly what the complaint was, but I'm sure it has to do with shooting too many threes. I mean, I'm sure.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do?
Plan? I have the concept of a plan.
Right, exactly.
Well, I have a plan. I have a 2-part plan. You can either remove the 3-point line or make dunks also worth three. At least I have ideas and a plan, because the Celtics are not ruining basketball because they're good at shooting threes. Good team shooting threes is not a problem. It's bad team shooting threes that becomes a problem. That becomes unwatchable basketball. That becomes not fun basketball. And that I would agree with. But when a team is good at it, like the Celtics are, and they only shot, 45 last night? It was a down game for them. They didn't really launch them quite as much. So, the good teams that do it well, like you said, the Warriors, the Celtics, Larry Bird, did he shoot too many threes? Like, good shooters shooting threes, I have no problem.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's when it becomes pervasive and every high school, small college, big college runs 5-out and we're all going to shoot, and you're like, I don't think there's enough shooters on the planet for everybody to play 5-out basketball. Some might need to look for a different attack.
All right, but they're Celtics ruining the AAU. I don't care about that. I care about the NBA. That's what I care about. And the Celtics have 5 good shooters.
Right. They can shoot. I have no problem. I don't love it. It's not my style of basketball. But we're going to bitch about the best team in the NBA. We're going to bitch about a team that does a skill well. This reeks of Mel Kiper.
Get rid of the 2-deep safety. That's not fair. Defenses are playing defense, and it's working. I don't like a game where the defenses are allowed to play defense and stop the offense. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. And I don't know exactly what he said, because I don't watch What's Right with Nick Wright very often. I just saw a clip of it, and I saw that Greeny at Barstool blogged about it too. But nowhere did they actually say what rule change he wants implemented, so I guess that's another conversation for another time. Or we could just let it go because it's stupid, and who cares what Nick Wright thinks?
Probably should.
Let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Talk to Jamal, who's in traffic. Hi, Jamal.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How
I kind of hate to, y'all were all into the Celtics and everything. I had this Patriots, take. But I was just wondering why, we all know we're all miserable about the Patriots now and everything. I think there's a way better conversation about Patrick Mahomes and the fact that he might have a legitimate conversation for actually being the second best quarterback of all time. Even though he's not playing good, he's playing well in situations. I can't remember who said it on the station, but I remember hearing that. Just wondering what y'all thought about that.
Well, I think that Patrick Mahomes, if he continues on this path that he's on right now, could pass Tom Brady. I don't think that's
absolutely
out of the question. He's on a trajectory to do it right now. I don't think it's likely that he's going to play until he's 45 or whatever, but I do think that if he keeps winning, there's going to be, it's not some cut and dry, no one's ever going to pass Brady. He could do it. He could absolutely do it. Andy Reid could pass Belichick. Both of those things could happen before both of those guys are done with their careers. Now, as far as this season's concerned, Brady never had a start to a year like this, like Mahomes is having. He's never come out this shaky and have the team still be this good around him. Like, this is pretty unusual. And I'll tell you what, I don't do a ton of big futures bets. I put down $10 on Andy Reid for coach of the year. I think he should be the front runner for it right now. I absolutely do. That's an undefeated team with their star quarterback not doing a whole lot and the rest of the team sort of filling in around it, and they haven't lost a game. Like, what else could you possibly want from your head coach other than that? I mean, it's not one of those years where you can say, well, what do you expect? He's got Patrick Mahomes. The Patrick Mahomes that he has is not performing well, and still somehow he's coaching that team to victory every single week. I think Andy Reid, this is turning into a Mona Lisa for him, I think, this season.
It's funny because I thought he was going to go down the road of what I put in the email the other day, that the Chiefs could be on the precipice of becoming the greatest football team of all time, maybe the greatest team dynasty of all time, if they can finish it, because we're only a third of the way through the season. But if they do two things that have never been done before in one season, which is three titles back-to-back in the NFL. No one's ever won three in a row, and they do it with an undefeated season, which I still think is highly unlikely because I don't think they're playing well enough right now to just assume they're going to win every game they play.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're talking about maybe the greatest team of all time. We're forgetting about the Patriots dynasty being the great dynasty. Like, there could be a lot that changes. I already think that Patrick Mahomes can make an argument that he's the second best of all time.
Yeah.
He's two games away from arguing he's the best of all time.
I know.
Brady beat him in that AFC title game and in the Super Bowl. If that hadn't happened, Patrick Mahomes is already the GOAT. Those two games prevented him from being the GOAT, but the fact that the only person preventing him from being the GOAT is the GOAT, doesn't that kind of make him the second best of all time?
Absolutely.
Already?
I'd say it does. And, you know, there's people who are going to argue Montana or whoever else, but I think you're coming up to the point here with Mahomes where it's tough when it's still someone still playing versus someone whose career is over, but I think that this conversation is going to get forced on everybody here pretty quickly.
I was just going to say, this is not the time to bring this up, but put a pin in this.
Okay.
How are Patriots fans and you people, you know I like to call you people,
mm-hmm.
how are they going to react if the Chiefs, they don't go undefeated, but they win three in a row, despite what Patrick Mahomes is doing? Like, how are they going to react? Like, because I know they'd want to poke holes in him if he was the reason,
mm-hmm.
and if he doesn't play well, are they going to even bitch about that even more, even though he led his team to a third straight Super Bowl title? Like, how are you people going to react to another Chiefs title if it's not Patrick Mahomes leading the way?
Yeah, that's a good question, because that's a good
pretzel
defense.
Time.
That's a good defense they have over there.
Yes,
and Andy Reid is not known as a defensive head coach either. So I mean, this would be a big deal for that entire staff. I would say entire
Spagnola,
organization.
Right? Steve Spagnola is.
I believe it is. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Patriots know a little something about him.
They
saw
certainly
him
do.
Up close.
So there you go. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Everybody who's going to be here for the final hour, step forward. Andy, not so fast. We'll talk to you on Sunday, I believe, with Football Sunday with myself, Shime, and Mego, and the rest of the gang. We'll talk to you then. In the meantime, you got Arcan solo for an hour here as we close things out on a Friday here on WEEI After.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.